Morning, Jade.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you?
I'm great because the Raiders had a win.
They did. Hey, and it was a good one too, mind you. You had a few players off there, a couple of sin bins, and to still get over the Sharks 30-10 was a great win.
I nearly fell over when I saw the score.
You didn't watch the game?
No, I didn't, actually. I was too scared.
Yeah. That's a great win. Look, the Sharks have been playing really well. Nico Hines at fullback obviously just didn't work for them, but like they were down to your guys were down to 11 men at one stage, and to hold strong, I think Ricky would have been really happy with their defensive effort.
Oh, he would have been exhilarated, I imagine.
For sure.
What about you, the Panthers? What a great win over the Storm.
Yeah, look, it was a great win, 32-6. It was it was great to see, and I think the boys are back to near their best. It was a shame that the Storm did have a couple of really strike players out in Hughes and Pappenhausen, and it would have been good to be up against their full strength, but not taking anything away. Storm have normally always got a player that just slots in nicely, and it was the stranglehold of the Panthers that, and their defence once again that got us up at 32-6.
Yeah, but our conditions weren't great too on Saturday at Suncorp, but a credit to all the teams that played in that weather.
Oh, look, that weather, that was teaming down at one stage, and the expansive football that all these guys were playing was fantastic. I couldn't believe some of the passes that were going on in amongst that weather. It was crazy.
I can't help but feeling for Trent Barrett as the Bulldogs coach going down to the Knights. Jeez.
Well, look, it was it's the end of Trent Barrett. Fell on his sword, I suppose. That was his last hurrah, and unfortunately, I think if he had a win there, he might have held on for a few more weeks and hopefully a few more games and see what he could do with that team. But unfortunately, I think that's probably the end of his first grade coaching as a head coach. And he's a sensational assistant coach, which he's proved at Penrith and St George and other teams. But unfortunately, just as a head coach, he hasn't been able to make it.
What do you reckon went wrong with the Manly Sea Eagles?
Well, firstly, I think what went right with the Broncos. I think they just got barraged by the Broncos. That was the Broncos of old. That was like watching Alfie Langer and Kevin Walters, seeing Reynolds chipping over the top and that sort of stuff. I think the Broncos were just on fire and just came out strong, and I just don't think the Sea Eagles ever rebounded. I just think the Broncos were that good.
Great to see the Roosters back on the winning streak too against the Eels.
Yeah, and if you remember back to my tips, I took the Roosters this last week. I thought that there was something in them, and it was a bit scary there in the second half. I think the Eels put on like 18 points in about 4 minutes and then come back pretty strong. So, but it was good to see them hold on. And unfortunately, the Eels, like I said last week, they're just a bit up and down at the moment. They just can't find their straps.
Mm. And a really close one with the Warriors and the Rabbitohs.
Well, it wasn't at half time. The Rabbits were on fire. The Rabbits looked like they were just going to go away and put 50 on them. I think it was 20-0 after about 15 or 20 minutes. Then all of a sudden, the Warriors nearly had the best comeback of all time. The Rabbits were very, very lucky to get away with it, 32-30 there.
Well, a win is a win for the Rabbitohs, so they'll be happy.
Yeah, they'll take it, don't you worry.
Hey, looking forward to our tipping on Thursday morning, so we'll talk then, Jade.
Thanks, Kimmy.